The Alberta general election has been called unpredictable by some, and Alberta rural ridings have not been spared. I heard somebody the other day say they wouldn't bet a dollar on the outcome, said Lori Williams, professor in the political science department at Mount Royal University. Voter intention polls have swayed between a win for either the United Conservative Party or the New Democratic Party over the course of the election, and the race remains tight in a handful of rural ridings as well. Lethbridge East and Lethbridge West. Williams said she believes these are both ridings to watch because of controversy over health care and the ongoing concerns over lack of obstetrical care in the region. Data from 388 Canada from May 22 showed the riding of Lethbridge East was projected to be a toss-up between the UCP and the NDP. The popular vote projection showed UCP candidate and incumbent Nathan Neudorf in the lead with 50% of the vote. NDP candidate Rob Miyashiro is hot on Neudorf's heels with a projected 49% of the popular vote. In 2019, Neudorf won the riding with 52.4% of the vote compared to NDP Maria Fitzpatrick with 38.7%. The riding of Lethbridge West was projected as a leaning NDP hold, according to 388 Canada. Data current from May 22 showed NDP MLA Shannon Phillips was leading the popular vote projection at 51%. Cheryl Seaburn, the UCP candidate, was projected at 43% of the popular vote. Alberta Party candidate, Bram Ludu, was projected to have 5% of the popular vote. Phillips squeaked out a win in 2019 with 45.2% of the vote against UCP candidate Kari Flotla, who took 44.3% of the vote. Banff-Kananaskis. The race is tight in the Banff-Kananaskis riding. The NDP candidate, Sarah Elmelegi, current from May 22, is projected to have 48% of the popular vote. The UCP candidate and incumbent Miranda Rosen is projected by 388 Canada to have 47% of the popular vote. Miranda Rosen is pretty controversial, said Williams. She has been offside on parks and on coal mining. She has been offside of some of the people in that region. Rosen won the riding for the UCP in 2019 with 51.2% of the vote. The NDP candidate Cam Westhead lost with 42.1% of the votes. Morinville Street, Albert. Williams said the Morinville Street, Albert riding will be an interesting one to watch. The riding is considered a toss-up between the UCP and NDP according to 388 Canada projection current from May 22. Data from 388 Canada showed UCP incumbent Dale Nally was leading in the polls at 46%. The NDP candidate, Karen Shaw, was not far behind with a projected of 44%. The Alberta Party with Wayne Rufiange as candidate was trailing well behind both the UCP and the NDP with a projected 8% of the vote. Nally won the riding in 2019 with 50% of the vote. Natalie Burney, candidate for the NDP, received 33.1% of the vote, while Neil Korotash of the Alberta Party had 14.7% of the vote. Sherwood Park. The Sherwood Park riding is also a toss-up, and William said this riding could go either way as it was held by the NDP in 2015. It was an NDP riding, although the boundary somewhat changed, in 2015. And even though it's a UCP incumbent again, depending on which way the wind winds blowing that day, it could be interesting, she said. Data from 388 Canada showed the NDP candidate, Kyle Kososki, in the lead, as of May 22, with 48% of the popular vote. Incumbent UCP candidate Jordan Walker is projected at 45% of the vote. Walker won the riding in 2019 with 44.3% of the vote. The NDP Annie McKittrick scored 40.6% of the vote. Lacombe-Panoka. The riding of Lacombe-Panoka is still considered UCP safe despite controversy with UCP candidate Jennifer Johnson. Although Johnson remains the UCP candidate for the riding, Smith in a May 18 press release said Johnson will not sit as a member of the United Conservative Caucus in the legislature due to offensive language and a vile analogy when speaking about the 2S LGBTQIA+ community, for which she apologized. William said Johnson is likely to win. Data current from May 22 projected 55% of the popular vote to Johnson as the UCP candidate. The NDP candidate Dave Dale is projected with 27% of the popular vote, while ABP hopeful Miles Chikerda is projected to have 12% of the popular vote. Ronald Orr with the UCP brought in 71.2% of the vote in the 2019 election. The NDP Doug Hart had 15% and Miles Chikerda of the ABP had 10.4% of the vote. Brooks Medicine Hat. The Brooks Medicine Hat riding might be worth a watch, despite the UCP safe rating from 388 Canada, because it is the riding UCP party leader Danielle Smith took over in November of last year after she won the leadership race in October and former MLA Michaela Frey stepped down. It is also the riding Alberta party leader, Barry Morishita, is running in. This riding is going to be worth watching, just because it's got two leaders running, Smith, Morishita, and depending on which way the wind is blowing, this could be problematic, said Williams. The projected popular vote has Smith at 62%, while NDP candidate Gwendolyn Dirk is projected at 33% of the popular vote, while Morishita is projected at 5%. In 2019, Frey took home 60.7% of the vote. The NDP candidate Lynn McWilliam had 17.6% of the vote, while Jim Black with the ABP came in with 6.5% of the vote. Other ridings. Other ridings to watch include Fort Saskatchewan-Vigreville. The riding turned into an NDP seat in 2015 and then into a UCP seat in 2019. Lac Ste. Anne Parkland, the NDP candidate, O'Neill Carlier, is a former NDP cabinet minister and is running against UCP incumbent Shane Getson. Innisfail-Sylvan Lake. The riding has four right-wing candidates to choose from, including the Wildrose Independence Party of Alberta, Independence Party of Alberta, Solidarity Movement of Alberta, and the Reform Part. A lot of right-wing folks to choose from, and who knows, that might bring it into play, said Williams. Peace River. The riding was held by the NDP in 2015. Lesser Slave Lake. The riding was also held by the NDP in 2015. Meskwatchies-Wetaskiwin. I actually think that's going to be really interesting, especially given some of the things the mayor of Wetaskiwin, Tyler Gandam, has said recently about more policing not solving the crime problem historically, said Williams. Rimby Rocky Mountain House Sundry. Williams said UCP incumbent Jason Nixon is seen as a former Premier Jason Kenney ally. Tim Hoven was disqualified from the UCP nomination in 2022 and is running as an independent. There could be an anti-establishment sort of mirrored action happening there, said Williams. St. Albert and Strathcona Sherwood Park, or as Williams called them, the donut around Edmonton. Williams said the donut has flipped back and forth between candidates historically. I do think there's a potential there. But again, I think a lot depends on what happens in there in the remaining days of the campaign and whether anybody builds momentum, as we've seen both in 2012 and 2015, that momentum broke late in the campaign. I don't think I'm expecting a big shift to happen at the last minute here, but that is a possibility.